Unit 10, Period 5, Activities 2 and 3.
Most people in the UK have a general idea that laws are made in Parliament, but not so many know how the process really works. First, the government suggests an idea for a new law. This is usually connected with what was promised during the election, but sometimes the government, or a single MP, might suggest something in response to a certain problem. If the suggestion has enough support from MPs, it may become part of the government's programme. At this stage, it is called a bill. The bill is introduced to the lower House of Parliament, called the House of Commons. This is called the first reading and is just to let MPs know what it's about. This is followed by a second reading when the bill is discussed, then a third reading when MPs can vote on whether it should be made into law. The bill is then passed to the upper house, called the House of Lords, for more discussion. Finally, it is sent to the monarch, who gives it her or his agreement. When it has been given this agreement, it becomes an Act of Parliament, in other words, a law. Until the end of the 17th century, British kings and queens could make and pass laws themselves, but since the beginning of the 18th century, laws are made by Parliament. The monarch's agreement is still needed, but it's always given.